Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce and present to others Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him Lowe. They call him the Love Guru. Sometimes they call him Professor. Without further ado, I bring before you the voice of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, Dr. Larissa D. Smith. Make it do what it do.
Share with you that WBSW
Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 41 countries, including our base in the United States, on the North American continent, with United States and Canada. We also are being broadcast in Brazil, which is in South America. I didn't mention that because before we had five of the seven continents we was broadcasting on. But finally, we got Brazil. And over on the European continent, we have Denmark just being added. So we're really excited to have Denmark and the listeners there. We need you to register for WBSW Radio Giveaways. What we need you to send your name along with a means of transaction, which could be Cash App, along if you have a PayPal, it's one or the other, Venmo, or Zelle 2, WBSW Radio, the internet station with the number 17 at gmail.com. I'll repeat that again. WBSW Radio, the internet station with the number 17 at gmail.com. So that's what we're using now. Now, if you want to get directly in contact with me, you can go to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. So we truly, truly want to provide you with an opportunity to be interactive. We also want to share with you, if you want to support WBSW Radio Station, the internet station, you can Cash App us at $LorenzaDSmith. Send it to us. We'll make sure we put in, because we give away in our giveaway, we give away trips. We pay for the hotel stay, varies from five nights to 6 days, down to 3 nights and 4 days. We're getting from the East Coast, which is Atlanta, as well as down in Florida, Orlando, over to the West Coast and islands of Hawaii. We have Nashville, we have New Orleans, we have the Grand National Park, and we also have given away a hotel stay in Cancun, Mexico. And we have a treat for you coming up at a value of $2,500. We will be paying that so you can go. Just take care of your amenities and whatever the activation fee. And then before we get to end the year, up to Christmas, we'll be giving away 5 nights through a raffle that way. That's why we need your name. And 6 days to Dubai. And the last one will be 5 nights and 6 days to Bali. So I need you to send me your name. If you're on Instagram, you know how to comment on it, or just send it to me. When you get off and you as a follower, you'll be able to connect with me. If you're on TikTok, you have the same opportunity. You can connect with me, send me your name, and if you want to send a means of transaction, please do that, because we do giveaways. We call love offers. I'm constantly getting requests from many individuals to send them, I need this, and they just need it for a little. Don't do it that way. We would like for you to send your name along with a means of transaction, and we will provide for you, but not just going online and just sending me a message or DM me a message saying that's what you need, because truly, truly, we all need. But the bottom line is sometimes people just request because they want and it's available. But we want you to be a part of this. We want you to be with WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and see how we're giving back. We're so glad to give away books that we have purchased from authors. So we have one that's really, I thought was really strong, especially if you have a youth in your home or brothers and sisters. It's called How to Climb the Mountain of Financial Aid by Trey Johnson. This book is available for you if you just send me your name and a means of how I can get it to you. I will pay the postage and send it to you. So send me some way to connect with you, and we'll send this one to you. This is what's available. Also, we have a book by Sherry Jackson, My Struggle to a Call. We have that available that we will mind sending out. But you need to send, let us know what exactly you are requesting, and we want to make sure we can buy. Also, we have Family Scars by Trey Johnson. We're giving that out as well. We're going to give it to you as the holidays come up. We're going to give it now if you make a request for it. Send me your name along with a post mailing address that I can send it to you. If you want to send a post office that's fine with me. I'm all right with that. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Let's truly make this happen right now. I'm seeing we kind of slow with people coming in. We need them to come on, sign on, and be a part of, especially on Instagram as well as Facebook. I see we had two individuals up there that may be still in the background. Thank you so much. I would like for you to let me know you're there by putting your name on here so I can share with you and share with the awesome representative that we have on the other media site. Our title, We're Champions. It's a series we're going to continue with. We're not going to put part one, part two, part. We're just going to have that title for each one of our shows because we're counting down to the college football playoff championship series. We're also counting down to the divisions and the conferences championship. We're counting down to the road to Atlanta, to the Celebration Bowl for the Black College National Championship. And we're counting down for the FCS Championship, Football Championship Subdivision, the Division II of the NCAA, Division III, NAIA. We're counting down for the champ. High school, let me get to that, because all over the country is about to get in the playoff, and a lot of states are already in the playoff. And we're going to mention some of the power, the top 10, top 5, top 6, 7, 8 teams that's in each one of the states in the southeastern part of the United States. So we truly want to give to you. We had an hour to make this do, and we're going to make it do what it do. We're going to start out with the historical Black college and university storyline. This is a focus on the historical Black colleges, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. That's not saying we're not going to include some of the Power Five, the rankings in the Power Five, some of the game, must-see game. We're going to go through each and every one of them. Now, the historical Black college and university storyline, we have the road to Atlanta. And this is where the two conferences, the Southwest Athletic Conference and the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference champion, college and university, HBCU, football power ranking for week 11. We're going to start off with the same setup in the first two. We have ranked number one from the great state of North Carolina. We have North Carolina Central. In the great state of Florida, out of the SWAC, we have Florida A&M University is number two. And also ranked number three out of the SWAC, Alcorn State University. Ranked number four, you have Jackson State University. Really excited to see, even it started off and there were some challenges for Jackson State, but they was able to rebound and make this really a strong run toward the end. You have number four, Tennessee State University. And I want to give a shout out to those individuals up in Tennessee State University. Hampton University out of the great state of Virginia, the Tidewater up there. Number seven stands Alabama State University out of Montgomery, Alabama. Oh, Brother Dill, so glad back up in the polls in the top 10. So that's Alabama State University with a three-game winning streak. They're 5-3 now. So congratulations to those guys at Alabama State, Coach Robinson and the guys over at Alabama State, President Quentin Ross, Jr., thank you so much, and that is making a commitment for to be competitive. Thank you so much. Southern University is ranked number eight. Number nine is Prairie View A&M University. It's South Carolina State University. Howard University is number 11. Number 12 is Alabama A&M University with a 4-5 record, a 4-6 record. It may be 3-5, something like that. They're more losses than win, but they're competitive. And they play tough, even in the talk about the clash between Alabama State University and Alabama A&M. Also, we're really excited. I'm always getting this kickback here because of sometimes the network be kicking back, and I just want to make sure we don't lose. Next, we have Morgan State University. Morgan State University. Then you have Texas Southern University out of the great state of Texas. You have Bethune-Cookman, ranked number 16 down in Daytona Beach, Florida. Number 17 is Norfolk State University up in Virginia. Number 18, North Carolina A&T. Number 19, Delaware State University up in the state of Delaware. Number 20, Mississippi Valley State University. And number 21 is Arkansas Pine Bluff. So congratulations to the top 21 in the Road to Atlanta to play the Celebration Bowl, which will be the second weekend, if I'm not mistaken, in December. Congratulations. They're not playing the second weekend. It might be the SWAC Championship. And then the next weekend, they may be playing the championship Celebration Bowl in Atlanta. So we give a shout-out to those teams that are now at that point of clinching their division. And we will give a shout-out to Florida A&M, who has clinched their Eastern Division of the Southwest Athletic Conference. And on the West, being led by Alcorn State University. And there's going to be a battle to the end. Then also in the MEAC, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, congratulations so far for North Carolina Central, who's ranked number one in the HBCU Power Ranking. We give a shout out. Also, we want to give a shout out to the American Football Coaches Association coaches poll for FCS, Historical Black Colleges and University football team. You have ranked number 7 out of the top 25 is North Carolina Central in the FCS Power Ranking. Ranked number 9 is Florida A&M University in the FCS Power Ranking. Give a shout out and holler to North Carolina and North Carolina Central and Florida A&M University. We truly want to take you to their shout out now. We're going to start out with our first sponsor. That's TriStat LLC, the consulting firm to meet your needs. If you're interested in hiring a firm to work with you, do training with your employees, your management, and also work with preparing, helping you prepare, administrate the grant that you receive to turn your report in, you can give Mr. William Scott a call. And the number is 334-320-5438. Mr. William Scott, 334-320-5438. So we give a shout out to the TriStat LLC. Give them a call if you really need to focus on getting your numbers in place and getting your paperwork in place to submit your report, your final report to that grantor who provides you an opportunity to do what you request to do. We want to start off with our first our second commercial, because we just shared IFA as a sponsor, but our promo by the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, which is number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma underscore 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
I'll give a shout out to Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. They said they never follow. They want to be the leaders and they're working to be the leaders. They're most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. So we truly want to give them a shout out and thank you for supporting what we're trying to do here. We also want to take an opportunity to discuss the Historical Black College and University Division II ranking. We have two conferences make up the Division II
psychologist conferences. And the first one is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, called the CIAA. And also you have the SIAC, which is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, called SIAC. Check them out. And this is the top 10 ranking. Dealing with these guys that are doing an awesome job at the Division II level. Ranked number one out of SIAC is Benedict College. Ranked number two out of the CIAA, Virginia Union. Ranked number three, Virginia State out of the CIAA. Ranked number four, Fayetteville State University up in North Carolina. Ranked number four out of the CIAA. Ranked number five, Fort Valley State University on the SIAC. Ranked number six, Tuskegee University in the SIAC, ranked number six. Allen College, ranked number seven out of the SIAC. Miles College out of the SIAC. Johnson C. Smith out of the CIAA, ranked number nine. And the 10th in of the Division II, the Historical Black Colleges and University. Also receiving votes is Edward Waters, received a vote to the point that they could be ranked number 13. Ranked number 11 is West Virginia State by receiving votes. And ranked number 12 is Bowie State out of Maryland up there, is ranked number 12. So we give a shout out to each and every one of you, those schools, those communities, those coaches, and those players for each one of those teams that received votes to be ranked in the top 13. Also on the AFCA, which is American Football Coaches Association football poll for Division II, Historical Black College and University, you have ranked number five in the top 25 of the Division II. You have Benedict College ranked number five. And ranked at number 18, you have Virginia Union out of the top 25 of Division II schools in the U.S. Give a shout out to Benedict College along with Virginia Union for being able to receive votes to be ranked in this poll. We want to look at dealing with week nine results. So remember, it's 2 weeks we come. So week nine and week 10, results for Historical Black Colleges and Universities Football Conference. Start with the MEAC, ranked number nine in last poll with Howard University. Number 13, South Carolina State University. South Carolina State 27, Howard 24. Ranked number 19, playing number 17. Number 19, Delaware State, playing Morgan State. Final score was Morgan State 24 and Delaware State 17. Number 7, Alcorn, playing Southern. The final score was 44-21 Alcorn, 44, Southern 21. And in the SWAC, you had in week 9, number 2, Florida A&M, 42. And at the time, it was ranked number 12, Alabama State University, 28. So we'll give a shout out to those individuals for doing what they have to do. Then also within that, the next week you had Alabama State playing Jackson State. Alabama State captured a victory 28-21. So we give a shout out to Alabama State and Jackson State. And Alabama State started their streak to run, and they're still running. And truly, the game that was a must-see game during week nine, you had the Magic City Classic, which was a McDonald Magic City Classic in Birmingham, Alabama, with over 60,000 inside and more than that double outside, enjoying the festivity and pageantry. The final score for that game was Alabama State, who was ranked at that time 11, 31, Alabama A&M, who was ranked number 6, 14. So give a shout out to Alabama State University for continuing with that streak going. Then we also had number 12 Prairie View during the week 9, week 10, taking on Florida A&M. Make sure I get my Florida A&M, and the final score was Florida A&M 45 and Prairie View A&M 7. And also, number 5, Jackson State was 40, Arkansas Pine Bluff 14. You had number 17, Morgan State, taking on 15, Norfolk State. Morgan State 32. Number 15, Norfolk State 28. Number 13, South Carolina State, 28. And number 1, North Carolina Central, 62. So the final score was 62-28. That game was broadcast on ESPN on the Thursday night, a viewing of a game that they put on ESPN. Also in week 10, we want to give a shout-out again to Alabama State University. Alabama State beat Grambling down in what they call the Port City Classic, which was last weekend. The final score was 17-6. Congratulations again. That's the streak Alabama State have. Jackson State, A&M, and beating Grambling down in the Port City, and that Port City Classic. Also, you had South Carolina State beating Howard 27-24. Number 1, North Carolina Central beat Norfolk State 38-24. Number 2, Florida A&M 42, Alabama A&M University 20. Also had Jackson State 21 and Texas Southern 19. So give a shout out for the week 10 and the results of the must-see games. So we truly give a shout out to each one of those universities for giving the greatest effort. If you won, that was awesome. And even if you wasn't able to win, you still gave a great effort. And a lot of the scores were closed when they were not out, man. So we give a shout out to each and every one of those teams, their coaching staff, and what they're doing. Our next commercial we want to truly focus on is Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. It has the best, well, they said the best soap smells there are, and perfume scents. We'll say scent. So we want to give a shout out to Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Give a shout out to Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. Give Jennifer Jackson a call at 251-369-1344 or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer 1N Jackson or Charlie's Angels. Check their products out. They got some awesome products. They sent me some samples, and I thank them so much for letting us be a part and to definitely publicize what they're doing. We want to also give a shout out again for TriStat LLC. Again, I know I mentioned them earlier, but they're very instrumental in getting our trips for us. So I want to make sure I said it before we get off the air tonight. They're working hard along with the other
that when his international trip comes up, they have been worked, and we've been worked together to get those prices affordable so we can purchase night hotels, excuse me, for a period of time. Let me give a shout out to Ms. Bush, EDS, of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. We want to give a shout out to, Hamdi. Thank you so much. You've got a user with a number there. And if we go to a couple of our sites, you had, we have 01001010. Thank you so much. We have Cody Tatman, Beard, Wonderful 31. We have one Handon. Thank you so much. Flick J, thank you so much. SF Kid, join us. So those are the ones joining. We have many on TikTok as well. I have worked through my vision to call a lot of them out, but we truly thank you all for taking time to be a part of it. Let's move with our next Coach's Corner, and we're going to take this opportunity to focus on the Week 11 Top 25, and I want to pull it out because I like to always have it in front of me when I'm talking. The Week 1 Top 25, and I'm going to put it out today. We have ranked in the AP poll. Now, don't forget about the college football poll that came out last night. The playoff poll, but in the AP poll and coaches poll, we have Georgia ranked number one, Michigan ranked number two. We have Ohio State ranked number three, along with Florida State four. And number five is Washington. Number six is Oregon. Number seven is Texas. Number eight is Alabama. And number nine is Penn State. And then number 10, you have Ole Miss. The only difference, which you don't really have a difference, is all the same top 10 in the coaches poll. So we truly want to give a shout out. And as you've seen in the second week of the college football playoffs, you saw the top eight didn't change. And they're similar to what you see here. The only difference is that you have Ohio State ranked number one in the college football playoff. You have Georgia ranked number two. And then it falls in with Michigan. And then it falls Florida State, Washington, Oregon, Texas, Alabama. Then we have Ole Miss right in behind Alabama. Then Penn State number 10. So that's the ranking for the college football playoff. We truly want to take that opportunity to give a shout out to those schools that are doing some awesome things. We got a lot of football to play, but we are champions. That's the ultimate goal, where we said we are champions. So we want to be champions. Now, the next step we'd like to look at is those games that was must-see game in Week 10. We saw number one Ohio State work through a win from Rutgers 35-16. Number two, Georgia took on number 12, Missouri at home. Between the hedges, Georgia 30, Missouri 21. Then you also had number five, Washington, going into the Coliseum, University of Southern Cal, and winning the game, Washington 52-42. Texas, who was ranked number seven, took on Kansas State, ranked number three, 33-30. Kansas had a chance to either go ahead in overtime or tie it up, and they chose to go for the win and end up losing the opportunity to even tie it up. Number eight, Alabama, took on LSU to Tuscaloosa, and the final score was 42-28. Number nine, Oklahoma, taking on Oklahoma State in the last battle of Bedlam. Oklahoma State 27, Oklahoma 24. So there's an upset right there. These were the impressive games of the week in the coach's corner. Eight, Alabama manhandling LSU 42-28. Number 9, Oklahoma fought hard but lost the Battle of Bedlam to Oklahoma State 27-24. We had number 23, Kansas, missed on a open goal to lose to number 7, Texas 33-30. Those were the games that impressed myself and I, so we truly thank those competitors. So we truly saw an awesome opportunity this past weekend. Now we want to look at those top performers of the week. For week 10, you have the University of Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe set a school record of 4 touchdowns by a quarterback in the Alabama history, and it was 4 rushing touchdowns. Number 14, LSU quarterback who got injured in the game, he had 3 rushing touchdowns and threw for 1 touchdown before he left with an injury. 5, Washington quarterback, Heisman front runner, Michael Penix Jr., completed 22 of 30 for 256 yards, 2 touchdowns. Number 5, Washington running back, a freshman of the great state of Mississippi. He ran for over 256 yards on 26 carries and had 4 touchdowns to continue the winning ways of Washington and to defeat USC, number 20 USC, who was led by the reigning Heisman 2022 Heisman Trophy winner, Caleb Williams. Also, the must-see game coming up for the weekend. There's some awesome games. So we're going to give a shout out to those games. You have number 2 Georgia taking on number 10 Ole Miss between the hedges in Athens, Georgia. Number 2 Michigan at number 11 Penn State College Park. Now number 5 Washington at number 18 Utah. Number 8 Alabama taking on Kentucky. Number 17 Tennessee at number 12, Missouri. And number 4, Florida State. In that battle of Florida, is either Florida State against Florida or Florida State against Miami. This weekend, they'll be taking on Miami. So that looks to be an awesome game coming up this weekend in Florida. So put your meat in the seat. If you can go to a game, you want to give a shout out to his Mary Ruth's Restaurant out of Georgiana, Alabama. My frat brother, Brother Smith, and his wife, Sarah Katrina Roper Smith, they're doing an awesome job down there, and we want to make sure we give them a shout-out and let them know we thank them for what they're doing.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and 3 vegetables meal.
And meat and 3.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers,
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays,
barbecue Saturdays, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Awesome. Check out Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Give them a call at 334-549-0950. That is Brother Marvin Lala Smith and his wife, Sarah Katrina Roper Smith. Give them a call and check out some of the, I consider the best
southern food in Alabama, because I really enjoy eating a meal down there. They can provide you an opportunity. Just give our brother Smith a call, along with Sarah Smith, and give him a call, Roper Smith, and talk with him about how they can provide you with an opportunity to have an awesome meal. Especially if you're traveling down, heading down south on I-65, you go through Georgiana, Alabama, you're heading to go to the beaches, and that's Destin, Fort Walton Beach, and you can go through Georgiana off 55 through Andalusia down to the beach. Go check them out, see what they're offering, and let them know you heard this on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. If you want to be a part of the show, you can give us a call at 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or your telephone. Ask for your location to have a chance to chat with Dr. Lawrence D. Smith on Talking Sports Plus Primetime. And it is the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Our next segment will focus on high school storylines as well as junior high storyline, middle school, if you would call it. We're going to discuss the middle school city champions in football. We're going to give a shout out to Liberty middle eighth grade boys football team beat Buckhorn in the championship, which is the county championship, 28-0. So they are the 2023 Madison County Championship champions up in North Alabama. We are champions. We're going to congratulate to one of our co-hosts, Coach Tremaine. They call him the King. The name was given to him by a radio personality because of the success he was having. Congratulations to Coach Tremaine, King Edwards, and the Liberty community. Give him a shout out. Also, there are 7th grade boys finished 2nd with a 7-1 record. They lost in the championship game of the county, but they won the city championship. Both teams won the city championship, 7th and 8th grade. Liberty boys, and for the county championship, you had the 8th grade boys winning. We always also want to congratulate Goodwin Middle School football team for winning the Montgomery Public School Middle School Championship. Congratulations to Goodwin Middle School football team. Also, congratulations to Goodwin Girls basketball team for winning their open season game against South Lawn Middle, 21-16. Goodwin Girl is led by one of our co-hosts, head coach Lauren D. Smith. So we're so glad to see them with the success they're having, and we want to give a shout out to each and every one of them. We want to discuss these in week 11, the power ranking, because most of the schools are in the playoff now. In Arkansas, Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Mississippi, because I said Louisiana, we added that one recently. In the Alabama High School Athletic Association, the top 5 at time is very sensitive. Give a shout out to Central Phoenix City being ranked number 1, ranked in Saline, won the championship last year. Ranked number 3, Clay of Chalkville, another 6A school. Ranked number 4, Thompson, 4-time champion. Coming into this season, they're ranked number 4, and that's Thompson High School out of Alabaster, Alabama. Then we also have Hillcrest out of Tuscaloosa coming in number 5. Number 6 is Auburn. Just give a shout out to the 6 team instead of the 5. There are several other teams that would receive votes and was mentioned. And that's Dothan, Vestavia Hill, Enterprise, and Montgomery, Mary G. Montgomery High School. In Arkansas, it's always good to give a shout out to those teams in Arkansas. High school team, you have Parkview ranked number 1 pretty much all season. Greenwood ranked number 2. You have Bryant ranked number 3. Fayetteville ranked number 4.
Conway ranked number 5. In the Florida High School Athletic Association, you have IMG Academy, IMG out of Florida ranked number 1. Chaminade Madonna ranked number 2. You have St. Thomas Aquinas out of Fort Lauderdale ranked number 4. You have Coco ranked number 5. I'm sorry, ranked number 4. St. Thomas is ranked number 3. Ranked number 5 is American Heritage, which is right there in the area of Sunrise in Fort Lauderdale. American Heritage is ranked number 5. And out of Miami, we have Norland High School. Give a shout out to Norland High School for being number 6. In the great state of Georgia, the top 6 we want to shout out to is Walton High School, Colquitt County High School, Mill Creek High School, Thomas County Central High School, Carrollton High School, and ranked number 6, Beaufort High School. In the great state of Louisiana, the top 5 high schools, you have St. Thomas More, Edna Carr, ranked number 2. St. Thomas is ranked number 1. John Curtis, ranked number 3. Ruston, ranked number 4. Lafayette Christian Academy is ranked number 5. Those are the top 5 in the great state of Louisiana. And in the great state of Mississippi, we want to give a shout out to Oak Grove, ranked number 1. Tupelo, ranked number 2. Brandon, ranked number 3. West Jones, ranked number 4. Ocean Springs, ranked number 5. And number 6 is Louisville. Some people Louisville, but Louisville High School. In the South Carolina High School League, you have Northwestern ranked number 1. James F. Varney is ranked number 2. South Florence is ranked number 3. It's Irmo out of Columbia is ranked number 4. And Somerville is ranked number 5. And in the Tennessee High School Athletic Association power ranking, number 1 again from last 6-7 week, Macaulay High School. Number 2 is Baylor High School. Number 3 is Brantley Central High School. Think about Brantley here locally. You have Brantley Central ranked number 3. Memphis University High is ranked number 4. Germantown is ranked number 5. And Lipscomb Academy is ranked number 6. Those are the rankings in week 11 for school of states in the southeastern part of the United States. The high schools are located. We want to give a shout out and thank them for giving us an opportunity to share the information with you. It's been awesome talking and sharing some things with you, but we're at the end of the show. But we have to play and make sure we play our last promo that we didn't get to play earlier. But we want to play and give a recognition to L&T Star Wars Lawn Service, LLC, and we want to give them the opportunity to be here. And I was strolling a different way when I was trying to get them set up. We want to get them set up. We really want you to be support us. We really ask you, because we go out and get supporters to help us with our hotel stay when we purchase books. If you would like to support WVSW Radio, the internet station, number 1, you can go to the Cash App and Cash App, $ Lorenzo D. Smith. It goes, all the money goes to the organization to take care of these trips right here, take care of whatever we give out to individuals, the books. All that goes to that. So if you want to help us, that's a great option. Let's give a shout out to L&T Star Wars Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Star Wars Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Talk about hard work. They'll come in there and manicure your lawn and have things need to be removed. They get you looking beautiful. So give them a shout out. You can go to Facebook to Anthony Starworth and you can DM him and let him know that you're interested in getting to work, especially if you're in South Central Alabama now. They don't travel to other states, but they're pretty much in South Central Alabama. So give them a call, a shout. You can give them a call at 334-300-7401. So give them a shout out. Let them know you're interested in what they're doing. We've been awesome here sharing some awesome topics and talking about we are champions and how we're leading up to that, whether it's on the middle school or some of them already have accomplished their football championship and moving to basketball, or high school who's on the first round in a lot of states, or on the college where they come out with the second week of the college football playoff poll. And also, as you look at the road to Atlanta for the historical black colleges and university, to the Celebration Bowl for the Black College National Championship. We're moving at a rapid pace, as well as the Division II. The decision made there, the game set up now. I understand the play between the CIAA and the SIAC College, the small black college. So check them out there for more information. I tell you, it's been awesome being here. I want to tell you we truly love you because we don't have anything else to do but love you. We thank God for letting us be here to share with you. And it's coming from my heart. I want you to know that. It is truly coming from my heart. I want you also to keep in mind that, you know, you have a hashtag that we like to focus on. One is responsible. How responsible are you? Are you just comfortable with the way things are going? Are you responsible enough to make sure things is right? Are you responsible to handle your business? Are you responsible to love one another? You got to be able to love each other right now. Truly, as we get ready for the holiday season, we want you to know that we love you over here. We want you to have the best holiday you can. Because, see, we're thankful for it all. We could not do it without you. But you are most important because you make up this family affair that we have. And we're glad to be able to put you in our family and also tell you the hashtag keep on grinding. Communicate, understand. We got this. No, we got it. We just want you to support in what we're doing. And last but not least, make it do what it do. So have an awesome rest of the evening. We'll be back tomorrow with the Love Cafe. Join us at 6 o'clock as we present. This is the real love talk show that soothes your appetite with a menu that'll get you going. So have an awesome rest of the evening. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And we just want to play this song. We do not own the rights to this song, but we would like to play it. And it's all about a family. We're a family, and it's a family affair.
in the spot tonight, and I'ma make you feel alright. Come on, baby, just party with me. Let loose and set your body free. Leave your situations at the door, so when you step inside, jump on the floor. Everybody